Odyssey fans, I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob, senior editor with Plugged In.
Welcome to the June 2nd, 2010 edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Later in the podcast, we'll hear from Dave Arnold and Paul McCusker.
Oh, that'll be fun. Well,
they'll be answering your questions looking back at Album 51 and ahead to Album 52.
But first, here's the latest news.
Today we're happy to announce the nominations for the end of season awards, but Jess, first we have to decide what these things are going to be called.
You know, our fans gave us some really interesting titles. You know, let's hear a few. Of course, there were the Witty Awards.
Mm-hmm. This one's interesting. The Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Or the AI Awesome Awards. How's that?
That's a good one. Simply the Audi Awards or the Odyssey Choice Awards.
Hmm. Golden Microphone Awards. How's that?
Oh, yeah. That one has a nice ring to it. This one harkens back kind of to the ice cream shop at Wits End, the Wad Fam Odd Awards.
Right. And so does this one, the Silver Scoops.
Okay. Or just simply the Listener Choice Awards.
Hmm.
You know, but in the end, despite it being such a difficult choice, we decided to call them the Averys.
As in John Avery. I like it.
Exactly. And now that we know what the awards are called, let's get to the nominations. In Best Scene, here are the choices. Call into Connie from The Inspiration Station, Part 2.
How does Connie inspire me? Well, where do I start?
She makes us feel important to her.
She relates almost everything she says and does to the Bible.
Connie shows me how to tell others about Jesus.
She just really brightens up your day.
I like it how she knows about the Bible so much.
Even though she makes mistakes, she always tries to do better.
When I fell off my bike at Chicka Lake, she was there and helped me up.
So when I heard that Connie became a Christian, it really inspired me that I needed God too.
I think Connie is the kindest person in Odyssey.
You know, every time I come in there, she's behind the counter smiling.
Deaths in the Family, from For the Birds.
Okay, I'm reminding Camilla about pets. Olivia, you had that hamster. What was his name?
Oh, Mr. Cheeks.
Mr. Cheeks. And what happened to him?
Matthew killed him.
No. I did not.
Yes, you did. You hooked up his spinning wheel to power that reading lamp next to your bed.
You and did? It worked. I got an A on that for my science project.
Yeah, and Mr. Cheeks died from exhaustion.
That's not true. It's an urban legend.
Then how did he die?
He had a heart attack from all those little chocolate candies you kept feeding him.
Did not.
Too much cholesterol.
Okay, the point is, he died, probably of unnatural causes.
Hallmark moment from When You're Right, You're Right.
Let's hear the whole thing together.
Oh. Happy birthday, baby. I'm so very excited that you were born, babe.
I love it. It's playful. It suggests the relationship has a future.
Is that what it suggests?
Family meeting. From Grandma's Visit.
I was hoping this would be good for you, that you could be a part of my family's traditions.
Yeah, we get that, Mom.
We don't mind giving up our rooms and using sleeping bags in the basement, but, well, I haven't slept for a week.
And I haven't used the bathroom in a week.
And I haven't... You haven't used the bathroom in a week, Camilla?
Ew.
Then
you don't want to know.
Look, I understand. You have no idea how well I understand. But this is my family, too.
Sing Us a Song from The Jubilee Singers, Part 2.
We're not cowering. We're singing. Come on, in formation. You start, Ella, from your heart.
I'll do it from my heart, but not for them. I'll do it for Mr. White.
Then stop your dawdling and sing.
Sweet love, sweet chariot, coming for carry me.
In the category of Best Actor, we've got Andre Stoica as Wit in The Inspiration Station, Will Ryan as Eugene in For the Birds, Jess Harnell as Wooten in For the Birds, Zach Callison as Matthew Parker in The Inspiration Station, and Mark Evan Jackson as David Parker in Grandma's Visit.
Ah, some great performances by our male actors out there. In the Best Actress category, the finalists are Katie Lee as Connie Kendall in The Inspiration Station, Christina Puccelli as Emily Jones in When You're Right, You're Right, Sydney Schiattani as Camilla Parker in For the Birds, Lucky Weeding as Lucia in Grandma's Visit, and finally, Hope Levy as Olivia Parker in Finish What You...
Yeah, okay. And finally, for Best Line of Dialogue, we have these nominations. Number one.
Greetings and salutations, listeners. I suggest we go to the phone lines where you should call in to discuss the little dramatic vignette we just performed for your edification and perhaps mystification. I believe we have a caller on line one. Oh, please let there be a caller on line one.
Number two.
This first one goes out to a young man who turned the clubhouse into a bastion of refreshment and rejuvenation with his liquid delights. In giving us water, he became water, pouring himself out each and every game. Matthew Parker.
Number three.
But then again, I did have an Irish setter named Artichoke who used to eat birdseed. He was a bird dog.
Number four.
Here goes. Air today, gone tomorrow.
What?
And finally, number five.
Mama, my family bent over backwards for you, and I went along with it because I thought they would learn about family, our traditions. And they have. They've seen how invasive and uncaring and unreliable their family is. And all because of an aunt who thinks of nobody but herself. And you, all you can say is, poor Rosalita, poor girl. Mama, me vuelves loca.
And of course, all of the episodes that aired this season are nominated for Best Script, Best Sound, and Best Overall Episode.
Be sure to visit our website at witsend.org/podcast to vote on the awards. We'll announce the winners next time. You know, I just can't believe that Take It From the Top is over.
Well, we know that you still have some questions about this album and the one coming up called Cause and Effect.
You know, you submitted a bunch of those questions on our website, and the producers are here to answer as many as they can. So let's hand it over to Paul McCusker and Dave Arnold.
We received almost 1,000 questions from our fan base, which is encouraging. Love to hear from you guys. And I think we've compiled them into a more digestible amount of questions where we're hitting most of the relevant ones that you guys asked. But I think the best place for us to start is with the biggest question, the one that's been most often asked, is why replace the voice for Wit? So why don't you talk to them?
When we finished up album 50, we knew we were going into kind of a hiatus. We wanted to take a break. We were thinking about a lot of the characters. There were some of our actors who were moving on to other things. Some of them were retiring. We had characters that we thought we had done as much as we thought we could do with as writers, and maybe it was time to let some of those move aside and we'd introduce new ones. With a character of Wit, with Paul Herlinger, who was incredibly gracious and wonderful to work with, he basically spent 12 years working with us in his retirement. He was technically retired, I think, when we met him. Mm-hmm. And he sort of came out of retirement to work with us. And we didn't know how long we would be working with him. So 12 years later, he was still Wit. He reached a point with the travel to the sessions, his health, and also wanting to retire. It just seemed like a good time to go ahead and release him from the role,
sure.
Which then meant that we needed to find another voice. And so we went on a very active search and just listened to lots of actors and narrowed it down and wound up with Andre as Wit.
The first Wit, obviously, was Hal Smith. Mm-hmm. And Hal was in the role for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And then Hal passed away, and we didn't see that coming. So Wit left town for a period of time while we were on an active search for Wit. Mm-hmm. So when we heard Paul Herlinger's voice, we listened to Paul next to Hal's voice. And although there were a lot of similarities, I mean, obviously there were times when we just thought, wow, it sounds almost exactly like Hal. As Paul began working on the character, that approach that he took adjusted to his own personality more and away from where Hal was. Mm-hmm. Now, we had an opportunity to say, where do we go from here with another voice for Wit? Do we listen to this voice versus Paul's voice, or do we listen versus Hal's, or do we just forget what we've heard in the past and just go on from there? And the overriding feeling was that we really need to go back to the first voice. So by comparing Andre's voice to Hal Smith's voice, there were times, again, in the demo that Andre did for us where I thought I couldn't tell the difference between what Andre did and what Hal did. And, you know, having Andre in the studio now, he's trying to find his way with the character and to begin to make it his own as well. And I think he's going to be a fabulous character for
us. I think he is. I think to throw any actor into a character that's been around for 20 plus years is, in many cases, a thankless thing. In fact, yes. It was for Paul. And I remember how often people would talk about Hal Smith as Wit. And there was Paul sort of standing off to the side, just smiling and nodding and thinking. In fact, he said it at one of our recordings that had he realized the size of the shoes he was stepping into, he's not entirely sure he would have done it. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing here. Andre's coming in and he's got to kind of find his way with the character. We have to find, as those who direct him, try to bring him together, his sensibilities with the character's sensibilities and get that merger that in no time at all, I think there won't be any question about him being Wit because he is Wit.
Yeah, one of the interesting things that nobody knows up until this point, obviously, because we've not talked about it, but the decision to go with Andre was a very communal decision. We talked about it not only as a group here, the Odyssey group. We talked about it with our superiors upstairs, and we also talked about it with the actors, people like Katie and Will and Jess and all those. We basically said, here are the options that we have for Wit. Who do you think would be great? And they all agreed, Andre is perfect for the role. Andre is just the right guy. And so we had this really large consensus that if we're having to make this change, this is the direction we need to go, because Andre does, as you said, his voice and his personality encapsulate the core of the character of Wit.
And though we've tried to get this word out over the last few months, I'm sure that a lot of the fans still haven't actually heard that Paul Herlinger, who played Wit for 12 years, passed away a few months ago.
Which also plays to the providential nature of this decision that we made to make the transition when we did, even though we hated to say goodbye to Paul, not knowing to the full extent what his health was going to happen. But I feel like the Lord really did prepare us and steer us in the direction so we could find someone to become the character, and then to have no sort of gap in between our recording process. Wit did not have to leave town again for 2 or 3 years or whatever while we found.
And the other thing, too, is that I think it's a good statement about Andre himself, is that when we cast for things like this, we're not only looking at just a voice. We're considering the person behind the voice. We're looking at the chemistry in the studio. Is there a lot of warmth? Is there a sense of community and of camaraderie among the actors? And that was one of the things we noted about Andre, was that in the studio, he gets along with everybody, everyone gets along with him, and he's very much the gentleman that Paul and Hal were. I'm looking forward to what we're going to do together in the studio as we move in. Now, springing off of that, I guess one of the other big questions has to do with some of the characters who have been on the show for a long time who haven't appeared in Album 51. Mm-hmm. And I want to make a general statement. I think it's safe to just waylay some of the questions by saying we have not written out indefinitely any of the characters like Bernard. That Bernard wasn't in 51 doesn't mean that Bernard will never reappear. Mm-hmm. We're not actively replacing characters. Red is not a replacement for Bernard.
No.
I mean, anytime we create new characters, we're trying to create just that, new characters, not characters necessarily to replace some that have left, but characters that we think fit into the show well and will fit into storylines as we have need of them.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it's safe to say, from my point of view, the only two characters that will not be heard again on Adventures in Odyssey will be Glossman and Blackard. So from where I'm sitting, those are the only two characters that I can assure the fans they should not hear again ever on the show.
Well, Glossman is actually on this show right now because you were him.
Well, we're not the same. I'm just happen to be a voice that's very similar to his. But so he's gone and Blackard's gone. But everyone else, it's, you know, will always be fair game. You just never know when someone's going to show up that you haven't heard from in a while, or
and the important
thing we're going to do.
The important thing for you all to know, too, is that a lot of these actors have sort of moved on and are in their retirement phase. Dave Madden, for example, who plays Bernard, even though we may still use him at some point, he lives in Florida now. He's not doing any work at all, and in fact, he hadn't been doing work with anybody else except for us for the last many years.
We keep grabbing these guys out of their retirements. Yeah. That's what keeps happening.
And he loves the show, and he'd still love to do it. It's hard sometimes to coordinate getting him over to California, which was why we thought, well, we'll just not use the character quite so much. And if he makes a cameo appearance from time to time, that'll be very nice.
And by the way, in the mix of all of this, I hope that the fans understand a couple of things. One is that we deeply appreciate the questions, mm-hmm. any concerns,
absolutely,
all of the input on the show, all the comments. I mean, we take all that stuff very seriously and take it into consideration as we work on the show. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is we've thrown a lot of change at fans.
It's all come really in one big burst with this.
Yeah, and I think we thought that with the hiatus, everyone would understand that when we returned, we would return with some things that kind of followed on from album 50, mm-hmm. but we'd be introducing a lot of new things. And
but that Odyssey would still be the same Odyssey.
In essence, yes. Adventures in Odyssey, and mm-hmm. and stay true to that. Uh-huh. But at the same time, I think we can acknowledge that anytime you come back to a show and suddenly there are a lot of changes, mm-hmm. and some characters you've been hearing are suddenly gone and other characters have come in and, right. and seem to replace them, even though that wasn't the intention to actively replace. But it's a lot of upheaval. Mm-hmm. And we understand that. We understand, especially for younger listeners, the 8 to 12 group that we really do write for. A lot of us don't like change, and a lot at that age don't like change, especially when you have favorite characters. And suddenly when it comes, it just seems like any little change is too much, and to have this much change is way too much. And we get that.
Yeah. But the thing for all of you to know is that the same people that were working on the show before the hiatus, album 50 and beyond, are working on the show now, too. All of the same writers are working. We've added a few writers that we're trying to sort of expand our writing pool, but the same folks are working on the show both in the writing stage and the post-production stage and the music part of it and all of that. It's the same crew, so we have the same values and we have the same goal and objective. We're just trying to make sure that we're being relevant to the audience and that we made enough adjustments so that the show can continue on into the future, because we think it's got a bright future with all the people that are involved in it. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, guys. We're running out of time for this podcast, so we're saving the rest of the fan questions. So don't worry, MB, Brendan, and CatLover95. The producers will answer your questions and many more at a later time. Keep listening.
Until then, be sure to tune in for our Summer in Odyssey series, airing every weekend through September. We're playing some of those summer episodes involving beloved memories like summer camps, heat waves, baseball, finding Bigfoot bones, and being trapped in flash floods.
I can't wait. And be sure to vote for your favorites in The Averys.
Well, that's it for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit us online at witsend.org/podcast.
Or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And remember, with God in your life, every day is an adventure.